We're at the 2017 Lahoma Wheat Field Day, and we're talking to our OSU wheat breeder, Dr. Rick Harper. You've had a chance to unveil and show off the two brand new wheat varieties released by OSU this spring. Talk to me about Smith's Gold and Spirit Rider.
I'd love to. They're quite different in their background and what they can do and where they appear to be best adapted. So Smith's Gold is a descendant of Gallagher, and so you can expect a lot of things from the Gallagher influence on Smith's Gold. But in addition to Gallagher, it has green bug resistance. It's not present in Gallagher. It also has, I think, better stripe rust resistance. Although Gallagher stripe rust resistance isn't weak, it just needs to be stronger throughout the crop season, particularly in March and April during that time frame. Smith's Gold offers us that protection, I think. It also gives us a little bit better quality than Gallagher. Gallagher's not weak by any standards, but it could be improved. So those three characteristics right there, and also grazing. If you're having success grazing Gallagher, you would have equal, if not better, success with Smith's Gold. On the other hand, Spirit Rider comes from OK Bullet. And with OK Bullet, we knew we had good straw strength, but also a tall plant. So we brought the stature down with Bullet, kept that straw strength, so we have a much shorter wheat now that has all the standability that you expect of OK Bullet, but a higher yield potential. And so I would like to see that one move towards more high-end yield acres, more intensive wheat managed type acres. It would be a great candidate for that kind of scenario.
So when you start talking about those management practices, a guy that's willing to put that extra effort to try to get to that high end of the yield, this is a good candidate, good variety.
Yes, anybody who wants to push that yield envelope, apply all the inputs that are necessary, put the fertilizer out that's necessary to get that high yield and preserve that quality, this is the one to do that with. It's not one that I would treat like a Gallagher or a Duster, for that matter, in terms of grazing. I don't think it has quite the grazing recovery a Spirit Rider does as some of the others. I just think it's a grain-only, grain-intensive type management system variety.
Right. Wait, talk to us a little bit about how you walk these prospective varieties, these trials that you've got numbers on. How do you get to a point where you pull the number off and you give it a name?
We put the number on about 4 to 6 years before we could ever put a name on it. And so during that 4 to 6 year period, we're doing quality testing year round on all that material. Of course, we're testing across the state and beyond the state. And we're waiting, for any disease that comes along, because that's really going to be the telling factor, is how these varieties respond to different diseases. And we have about 12 in Oklahoma, so we don't get them every year. And that's why it just takes time. We can control some of that and go into a greenhouse and subject, some of our germplasm to a certain disease, and everybody else will do that too in breeding programs. But you really need nature. You really need this broader environment outdoors to get the real world picture of that, and it just takes time.
The other thing that I think is pretty interesting, and I know a real mark of your program and the varieties that you bring out, is that you really always consider where we are on quality for the end user.
That's what the end user is thinking about. So we can certainly have a large influence on that supply chain that goes to the end user, that being the miller and baker, and then really the consumer beyond that. It's very important. So I just kind of treat it on the same plane as yield. We try to rule out anything that does not have quality potential early on. Mm-hmm. We don't always catch them. But because it's very expensive to go to yield test when you have something that's never going to make the grade on bread baking.
I guess what you're indicating here, that this third variety that you might have released this year, you're having to rethink because of quality issues.
Yeah, and it was a very specific part of quality. It's not the milling quality and really the bread baking part of it is okay. It has to do with the dough strength. And dough strength is very important in some of these commercial and very high-speed bakeries, mm-hmm. that we were concerned that maybe it would not have the tolerance in that scenario, high-speed baking, high-speed mixing, and that kind of enterprise. you can do certain analytical tests. They're not always consistent. And the analytical test that we run in our lab is a little bit different than, say, an ADM quality specialist might run. Ours gives us predictability, but it's not 100%. It's about 95%. So we're in that 5% range on this one where it didn't fit quite right. Mm-hmm. So we want to do more of that commercial scale testing before we turn the seed loose. We have approval to go ahead, and we'll do that as soon as we can. But we don't want to go ahead with something that's going to disappoint the end user.
And under the category of what have you done for me lately, you've got some more lines that you're looking at, maybe another new variety or two out there.
Most definitely. It's going to be a very busy summer. Always is anyway. But we have about four or five lines that I would consider to be legitimate candidates already. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we may ask to release all of them, or we may just release one of them. I don't think it'll be zero. I really think there's something in this group. So we have a beardless candidate. We have a broadly adapted candidate for almost the entire state of Oklahoma. We have a clear field candidate. We have a hard white candidate. There's just a lot in the cabinet right now we need to sort through.
Dr. Rick Carver joining us today here at La Homa. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.